Of course, there's a whole universe of video games that are not violent. You can play football, golf, and soccer, interact with friends in your virtual neighborhood, and you can show off your singing voice with the series Karaoke Revolution. NPR's Robert Holt has been trying it out on his PlayStation. There's an Xbox version, too. He says that no matter the platform, Karaoke Revolution is sure to have a wide appeal.
The music starts. I take a deep breath. I'm standing in front of a huge crowd. I start to sing.
Baby, I don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hand.
This is Karaoke Revolution. I'm wearing a headset microphone and scoring points with my voice. The better I sing, the more in tune and in rhythm, the more points I score. The more points I score, the more the virtual crowd gets into it and cheers me along. If I sing off-key, the crowd will boo me off of the stage.
Baby, I think tonight.
As I sing, my on-screen counterpart sways with the music. His mouth moves along with mine. If I sing out of tune, a little green arrow turns red. I'm also trying to read the lyrics scrolling across the bottom of the screen at 100 miles an hour. Karaoke Revolution has a much wider appeal than, say, Grand Theft Auto or other violent video games. My wife hates video games, but when I first brought home Karaoke Revolution, we played it for 3 hours straight. Even if you can't sing well, you can choose a lower level of difficulty, and the game won't judge you as harshly. Karaoke Revolution is one of several recent video games that require different kinds of hardware to play them. In Nintendo's Donkey Konga, you control the game world with a set of bongo drums, banging and clapping along with increasingly complex rhythms. There's also Dance Dance Revolution from Konami, the same people who make Karaoke Revolution. The game comes with a mat that you step on in time with the beat. It's quite difficult, and you get a workout. It's even possible to lose weight on the Dance Dance Revolution diet. In Karaoke Revolution, you can pick songs from the past 50 years. I like the cheesy 80s stuff the best. I've sung Phil Collins' Against All Odds more than I care to admit.
How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we've shared the laughter.
Phil Collins aside, I've played the game so much that it has actually trained me to sing better. Maybe in this world of Ashley Simpson and computerized pitch correction, a little Karaoke Revolution is a good thing.
So take a look at me now.
NPR's Robert Holt reviewed the game Karaoke Revolution.
And there's nothing left here to eat.